Blog Talk Radio.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifice is a praise. We bring sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord, and we are for unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for waking us up this morning with our minds stayed fast on you, Father. We honor you, we magnify you, and we glorify your holy, and we glorify your righteous name. Father God, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for us moving forward, Father God, and with destiny and purpose, Father God, anointed to do what you have called us to do, the will of God for the glory of God. Father God, as we come right now, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Ghost, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father. Father, we bless you. Bless our services on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified, Father. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for the word of God, the eternal word of God that will never, ever, ever return into your void, but will always and shall always accomplish everything, Father, that you have sent it forth to do. And so we bless you, and we magnify you, and we praise you even right now, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, 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 and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords, as we are celebrating him in this brand new day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. We honor him. Amen. And we want to welcome all of you. Amen. First timers, second timers, every timer. Amen. God, welcome back. Amen. Hallelujah. If this is your first time here with us, we greet you in the name of the Lord. And we want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. We pray that you will enjoy our services on today to the extent that you keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Saying that Jesus, amen, is more than enough. Amen. And he is Lord and he is Savior. Amen. All of our services are archived in our inventory. Amen. And we just want to be a blessing. Amen. Because we are a blessing because we've been blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and it is my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom, amen, on today, amen. We have been, amen, taking a nice little journey, amen, through the Bible, amen, and learning about the different characters, men and women, amen, listed in the Word, that God has placed them in the book for a reason. And they all don't have a real shiny story. They all don't have a, you know, story of victory. Some do, some don't. Amen. Glory be to God. Some came short. Some went all the way. Everybody has a different story. But, amen, we want to thank God because we know there's a purpose for this story. Amen. And so we just want to, amen, give God the praise, give God the glory, and give God all the honor. Amen and amen. So coming to us this morning, amen, we want to, amen, take a little walk, amen, down Zacharias, amen, down his lane, amen, and see what we can learn from this man of God, what reflections we can get from this man of God, amen. And so we want to thank God that coming to us this morning all the way from the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, amen, Philadelphia. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our minister, Joanne Thurman. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the calling on her life. Amen. The spirit of God in her. Amen. Her desire, amen, to walk in holiness, walk in love, walk in power. Thank God for her gifts and abilities. Amen. Glory be to God. Her creativity. Glory be to God. She is definitely gifted. Amen. To do numerous. She's multi-gifted. Amen. Several gifts working. Amen. All at the same time. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. She is a mother. She's a grandmother. She's a friend. Amen. She's an official member of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. She can sing. She can pray. Amen. And her heart's desire is to serve. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. She is back with us again today. Amen. So we want to receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace. We want to receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. As she comes to share in her own way. Amen. As one of the saints will say, with her own flavor. Amen. What the Lord has revealed to her. As she, amen, shares with us, amen, on today, amen. So we bless the name of the Lord. Let me open up the lines and say good morning. Wait a minute. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Thurman, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm doing well, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Yes, thank you. Thank
Amen.
You for giving me another opportunity to salute. I'm a little nervous this morning. Glory be to God.
The glory be to God.
This
God
morning
bless
I come.
The
floor is yours. Yes. All of the glory. All of the glory. Dear Jesus, we thank you this morning. I thank you for another opportunity to come to you, Father, to present for your people, asking you to forgive me of my sins and my iniquities, Father, and I invite your spirit in. Use me as your servant, Lord, and I thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and where we're going. In Jesus' precious name, I let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Hallelujah. The topic that I'm speaking on today is Zechariah, and the title is Remembers, Only Believe. God is still working miracles in my life, in my life. God is still working miracles in my life, in my life. I know him to be a burden bearer. I know him to be a miracle worker. He's a heavy load sharer. Oh, yes, he is. He's a heavy load sharer. God is still working miracles in my life, in my life. God is still working miracles in my life. I want you to know, I want you to know, he's all you need. Oh, yes, he is. He's all you need. 'Cause he's a burden bearer. He's a miracle worker. He's a heavy load sharer. Oh, yes, he is. He's a heavy load sharer. God is still, oh, yes, he is, working miracles in my life. I'm coming to you out of Luke 1, and I'm going to read 9 to 12. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared upon him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And Zechariah the priest. The responsibilities of a priest included the service of the temple of the Lord. It was found in 1 Chronicles 23:28 to 32. Some were being in charge of the courtyard, the purification of all sacred things, of the bread set out on the table, the flour for grain offerings, the cooking of unleavened wafers, giving prayers of thanks in the morning and in the evening, offering sacrifices and burnt offerings on the Sabbath and at the new noon feast. They carried out their responsibilities for the tent of meeting, for the holy place, which we might know as the Holy of Holies. In 1 Chronicles 23:13, it reads, "Burn the incense at all times before the Lord." This was the priest's job. The priests heard the prayer request of all the people and took them before the Lord in the Holies of Holies. And that was like twice a year with the festivals. They had to be right. They were tied with ropes and bells around them to enter. Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah, his wife was also a descendant of Aaron, the first high priest of Israel, a brother of Moses, from the tribe of Levi, one of Jacob's 12 sons, the same tribe that Moses, Aaron, Ezra, and Asaph came from. He and his wife were upright in the sight of the Lord. They were blameless when it came to serving under the law, and they were faithful, from Luke 1:6. They weren't sinless. They made sacrifices and they followed the commands thoroughly, trying to live a holy life. They were well along in their years, and they had no children because Elizabeth was barren. The family line would end with them. In Luke 1:13, they had been praying for a child for a long time. Zechariah's name means God remembers or the Lord recalls. Have you ever asked God for something and you really, really wanted it and you didn't get it? You didn't get it then, but had to wait for it to manifest in your life. You had to put all your trust in him, even if you didn't or don't receive it, and still had to be thankful, still grateful in what you have, still doing his will, still seeking him, believing he's a provider. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to repentance." That's Zechariah's case, praying for a long time, hoping, wanting, trusting, serving, no baby. But God remembered. In Psalms 37:4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Zechariah waited for a long time for his miracle. He didn't know he was being, like Sister Hattie said the other day, he was stretched but not denied. His blessing was on the way. God remembered. He's a promise keeper. In those days, barrenness was considered a punishment from God. One day, Zechariah was chosen, according to the custom of priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. All the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him at the right side of the altar of incense. He was startled and gripped in fear. The angel said to him, "Be not afraid, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard, that his wife would bear him a son who would be great in the sight of the Lord." In verse 15, in Psalms 34:15, it says, "The eyes of the Lord towards the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. He's a prayer-answering God. He said, you are to give him the name John. Yes, Zechariah is John the Baptist's father. He told him John will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth. Though he leaped in Elizabeth's womb at the presence of Mary, Jesus' mother, before our Savior's birth, glory, hallelujah, a forerunner to prepare ye the way of the Lord. He's the father of a preacher of moral righteousness, preaching about sin and judgment. John, who baptized Jesus, who wouldn't compromise his conscience or bend biblical principles for the sake of status or security. Father of a man who will obey God and stay loyal, a true man of God. Zechariah doubted that this would come true and asked in verse 18, how could he be sure of this? He and his wife are old. Even though he remembered about Sarah laughing about her son with Abraham in Genesis 18:11-15. The angel answered, I am Gabriel. I stand present with God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And for his weakness of faith, he was punished by becoming mute, not to speak until the day that the child was born. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why it was taking him so long in the temple. When he came out, he couldn't speak. He made hand signals that he had a vision. Elizabeth remained in seclusion until the birth. She realized the Lord's favor and that he had taken their disgrace among, he had taken away their disgrace among her people. Man awards, but God rewards. When the child was born by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, she announced that his name was John, a name not heard in their family. They asked Zacharias, and he also wrote the name John on a tablet. Immediately, the gift of speech returned, and he told the people of John's legacy as the forerunner of the Lord. King Herod knew about John's unusual birth and the birth of the Messiah, Jesus. He ordered all infants 2 and under to be killed. Elizabeth hid herself and John in the hills. One day when Zacharias was taking his turn at the service in the temple, the soldiers sent by Herod tried to make him tell where the child was hidden. And by the command of Herod, they murdered him. They stabbed him between the temple and the altar, found in Matthew 23:35. As I look over the life of Zechariah, I see a man and wife longing for a certain blessing. He could have left his wife and married a younger woman to have children, but he was committed. Instead, he prayed about it. He took it to the one who could fix any situation, hopeless as it may seem. I believe they prayed together, and the beauty of it all is God remembered. Zechariah ministered to her spiritual needs, which is prayer. We all need prayer. He loved her, consoled her. He encouraged her, taking the spiritual lead. And even though he didn't get that baby, He kept on doing the will of the Lord, and it looked like a hopeless situation of a true desire. God is the God of the impossible. It delights him in doing the impossible, especially when he knows we're going to give him the glory. Use the word for direction and courage and encouragement, and wait on the Lord. Won't he do it? He's done so much already. Glory, hallelujah. I can just imagine that as the years went by and no child, how his faith in that area could be weakening. Now here comes an angel with a word too good to be true. Thank you, God, for understanding in our weakness. We had a faltering faith in some things. We doubt. We worry. We lose sleep. Sometimes we can't eat. There's so much going on. That's the reason why you gave us your word, to strengthen our faith, the book with the instructions, the Bible. You remember that we need you every hour. And because of Zechariah's non-belief, God, you gave him a sign to help him in his unbelief, that then it strengthened his faith in God's promise. He came out of the holy place a changed man, a new restored man. He knew now of God's greatness for sure. He had a sense of his own unworthiness. God is all. John's birth was a miracle, an answered prayer. With God, all things are possible if you only believe, because God remembers. Peace and grace. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God that God remembers. Oh, God. Woo, thank God that God remembers. Some people forget, but God remembers. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Well done. Amen. Very thorough elaboration. Amen, Minister Thurman. We want to thank God. Amen. For our brother Zacharias. Amen. Doing the will of the Lord. Amen. I think I want to touch on that last. Amen. But you said a whole lot in a little bit of time, too. Amen. Hallelujah. But we see here how God helped him in his time of weakness and when his faith was weak. We see that God never neglects us, even when in our weaknesses and our time of his faith was a little weak. Amen. But God helped him. Amen. In his promise. Amen. And he received his miracle. Hallelujah. He received his miracle. Beloved, amen. Thank God for your miracle. Thank God for your children. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You spoke about doing the word. Amen. Using the word for encouragement and direction. And as you were saying that, I thought about Proverbs 3:5. Amen. Acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. Amen. And he will direct our path. Amen. Hallelujah. And we see how he loved his wife. Amen. He was a godly man. Amen. Hallelujah. But he was doing, and we've been focusing on that for the last few weeks here. The Lord has us, amen, focusing on doing the will of the Lord. Amen. What were we born to do? What were we called to do? And here we talked about it last night too. Amen. On our Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God, how God will equip you to do what he's called you to do. But here we see Zechariah, amen, doing the will of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, even in our slow days, our fast days, glory be to God, hallelujah, the days we don't feel like, the days we don't quite understand.
saying, the days we're struggling, amen, but the Lord, amen, it is our heart to see us doing the will of the Lord. So we want to thank God. We would got the will of God for the glory of God, the will of God for the glory of God. And so we want to thank God for our brother Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist. Amen. The father, John the Baptist's father. Thank God for him. Thank God for him. Everybody counts. John the Baptist couldn't have got here without Zacharias. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus wouldn't have come without Mary. Well, God could have used somebody else, but God used Mary. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. Him doing the will of God, which was my major takeaway. You said a lot, and you gave us a lot of golden nuggets in your elaboration. Amen. But doing the will of God. Amen. And to God be praised. Awesome job, Peter.
Like what Hattie said yesterday with her testimony, when she said stretched but not denied. So I changed everything last night and rewrote it, because when she said that, that was him, because they were stretched all them years waiting and hoping. And he had the right to divorce her to get an heir in their law. But he stayed with her and he prayed, and God remembered he prayed. Sometimes when you pray, you got to wait. Especially when your faith is getting weak, God might even make you wait a little bit longer, because he straightened some things out, and he's doing some things to build us up too. And he prayed, and he, like you said, he was encouraging her, because who knows how her faith was. Like I said, in the olden days, it was like a punishment. The people thought that they had a hidden sin that weren't being let out. That's why Elizabeth was barren. So the people, that's what the people was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But they lived upright, not sinless, but they were upright, because you couldn't go into the Holy of Holies not being right.
Amen.
That's why they tied the bell and the rope around you, because if the priest went in with everybody's prayer requests and they weren't right, they would be struck down, and they would pull them out. And he was taking a long time in there. And the people had started to wonder, well, what's taking him so long in there? You know, he's been in there for a while. But when the angel of the Lord came, when Gabriel came, Gabriel came in to see Zachariah before he came in and saw Mary, before he came in to see Jesus' mother. He came to see Zachariah first. Then he went to see Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you read the story, he went to see Zachariah first to tell about John, the forerunner, and how many of the great things that John was going to do, how John was going to lead the people. And I didn't want to get too far into John the Baptist, but John's whole life and existence was amazing, how he wanted to just lead the people and show the people about sin and judgment and to get your life together, and how many people he drew into salvation with the baptisms, and then to baptize Jesus, you know, and said he wasn't even worthy, you know, to tie his shoes. And when you gave me Zachariah, I remembered the story from years ago when I heard it as a little girl, and I was so excited, because I remembered how you know, he had to go in and the bells, and I almost told it just right off the top of my head, but I said no, I mean, write this stuff down so I would, you know, read it. You know, I'm still not quite there yet, but I'm striving to be able to just present it But I was very excited about this. And, of course, you know, I always bring the stories to my children because I love the stories of the Bible. But just to be just like Moses' mother, you don't hear too much about, but the powerful position she was in, and then Zechariah, the powerful position he was in, and then for him having that weakness of faith, I think when the angel came in, and you know how sometimes when a person tells you something you don't quite believe in, it said, you know, you just say, instead of thinking, well, yeah, well, he did it for Sarah. If he did it before, he could do it again. And he just blurted it out. And that's why I said, oh, well, your unbelief, I'm gonna, he had to be punished. Sometimes when you commit sin, even though you're forgiven, there's consequences. You know, there's consequences to your actions.
Yeah.
And, but through the consequence of him being made solid while the baby was growing, it made him realize that God is all power. He's powerful, but he's a promise keeper.
Mm.
And John was born.
Mm.
And time he wrote down that name, time he instantly, his voice was back. So during all that time they were in seclusion, I guess everybody was wondering, well, why can't he speak? What happened? God blessed him. When that blessing manifested, everything just opened up for him. And I think that's what's happening with us. We've been going through some stuff, but a manifestation is here, and things are being opened up for us. And we're receiving it because we're studying. I think this is our Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry have learned more this year with the way we're studying each and every person of the Bible. I have never seen this in my life, and I've been in church since 1956. Okay? And here it is, 2022. And we have studied so many people. I don't know how many people, if you count a pastor, how many people's lives we have literally studied in the Bible. What a great thing. What an interesting thing. What a blessed thing. How he has opened of the windows of heaven and blessed us with such knowledge. Each and every person that have served on the ministry with the word in our own flavor, it's the manifestation of the Lord, the opening up our minds to receive, like, you know, the capacity to receive, like you always say. And he's doing something for us to go out because we're understanding what they went through and studied or lived through. And we can balance it with what we're going through and help someone else that might have a mother who's in prostitution like Rahab or somebody who stole the stuff that when they weren't supposed to, and their whole family was killed. The whole family was destroyed because they created such a sin. They didn't listen. We're learning, and we're going out. So God is still working miracles in our life. You know, I wasn't going to sing that song this morning. I was going to sing Only Believe, All Things Are Possible. But when I opened up my mouth, God is still working miracles, and my life came out because the Spirit is in charge. And we have to give him, we have to honor him. We have to honor him because he takes over. And I was, we just love the Lord. I just love it. It's amazing. He's an amazing God. He said amazing everything. And I give him praise. He said, as long as we give him the glory, you know, he said, yeah, he knows that our faith might weaken. But he said, he knows we're going to give him the glory. And that's why he's still blessing us. He said, because I'm going to get the glory. Because I know that Pastor Alfreda's going to give us me the glory. She might not be feeling good, but I'm going to get the glory even if she's sick. Sister Hattie going to give me the glory even if she didn't have enough money. She turned that thing around and brought that glory. And we're all doing that. And God's pleased. He's pleased. He just gave me that revelation that he's pleased. We might not have the money. We might be waiting for things. But he remembers. He's remembering. She said, stretched but not denied. So if you're waiting on something, give God the praise. Keep on praying. But he prayed with his wife. I know she was sad because she wanted children. He stayed right by her side, and they prayed together. And we are definitely a praying ministry, a prayer ministry. And God's answering our prayers. We're taking them to the throne, and we're learning how to leave them there and let God take over. And we're blessed. Coming in and going out, we're blessed. So, Pastor, I'm happy. I'm happy about it.
Amen. 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 I'm happy because you happy. I'm happy, too. We got happy in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Wow. 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 That was wonderful. That second go around was just as powerful as your first. I missed that yesterday. I try to catch every word. I missed that stretch, but not denied. That's huge. Amen. I missed that. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Stretch, but not denied. Wow. That's awesome. That's a
yes.
Message. Amen. His spirit is indeed.
It made me change my message.
Yes.
Yes.
Stretch but not denied. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I missed
not
that.
Not denied. Yes.
Yeah. But as you were speaking, Minister Joanne, when God shut him down, when he couldn't speak. He couldn't speak during the time that his miracle was taking place. That's the revelation I saw, amen, in your words, amen. His miracle was taking place, amen, in the birth of his son, but yet he couldn't speak. So God had him silent while the miracle was taking place. Wow. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's a time to speak, and it's a time to be silent. Hallelujah.
I changed last night because I was writing. I rewrote it after I heard Hattie say that. And then I went back and I was writing. That's why I wasn't on Bible last night, because I was rewriting it to add that in. But I wish I had a thought about that.
Yeah, but that's good. You said enough there. I got my takeaway. Amen. And you know when the Lord is even silent, beloved, amen. Don't think that you're forgotten. He's just in the background working on your miracle. Ha! Woo! Bringing birth to your job, Baptist. Oh my God, Sookie, Sookie.
That's right.
Thank you, God. God remembers, only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Y'all know I bust out in a song in a minute. All things are possible. Amen. Only believe. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
This, you know what? Your elaboration really has created a thirst that makes you want to just go back and grab that book and say, listen, let me look again. Let me get some more. I mean, it's just created a juice. Amen. And as you said, the position, he was in a powerful position, John the Baptist. I'm not John the Baptist,
yeah.
was, but his father was, amen, Zacharias. And to really what
yes.
you're communicating with us today, so are we. And so are we. Amen,
yeah.
amen. God bless. This is awesome. This is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless. Now, while you're talking, yeah. keep on talking. Amen. Glory be to God. And just go roll right into, amen, when you're after the Holy Spirit has said what he want to say through you. Let us know what's going on with you. Let us know what's going on. Amen. And you're part of the world.
Yes, I finally got my book cover.
Mm.
I am creating, I'm recreating because I'm an artist. And the artwork is coming along. I love it. But I've been writing songs. That's what I've been doing. For some reason, he's just putting so much in me. I so much, I just can't contain it. It's like, it's coming so fast. It's constant, something's constantly coming, and I'm writing, and I got books everywhere. I clean my house, and it looks like there's just books everywhere. And I'm recording, and he's doing, it's just, it's awesome what's going on right now. But that's what I'm doing. I'm writing songs, and I'm recording them, and I'm trying to find somebody that will help me. I need somebody that does music. That's what I'm looking for, somebody to help me that literally sits down and writes music, because not only am I doing songs, but I'm waking up in the middle of the night humming tunes. So now I'm recording tunes. And I have all these, I have these hundreds of poems, but I don't know which poems to go with the tunes yet, because he's sending me things. He's working miracles in my life. Stretched. But not denied. He's not denying me anything. He's the manifestation, and he's leading me into the direction. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on the Lord, and I'm hoping. I'm patient and I'm peaceful until he releases. Until he says yes, I'm just preparing. You know, he's preparing me. I'm waiting. You know, that's what I, like I said. That's about it. Taking a few classes, and I'm loving it. So I'm expanding my capacity to succeed, and I'm loving that too. So I've been busy. I have been really, really busy. And I'm resting more. I'm resting better, you know, now that I've gotten my sleeping machine. So that's what I've been doing, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful testimony. Matter of fact, your testimony tied right into our Bible study lesson last night. It's just a confirmation of what the Lord is saying. We want to thank God for this fertile season in your life. And you know the beauty about you writing all these songs. Number one, your songs are a message. Okay, so you're promoting the gospel message. Amen. It is a testimony. Amen. It is also a wonderful form of income, and it's a residual income, because if even if someone else decided to sing your song, amen, you would get royalties, and that would be royalties through your inheritance, amen, forever, forever, forever. So you're just in a good place. You're just in a good place of multiply blessings and multiplicity. Amen. And so it's a very fertile and fruitful time in your life. So, amen. We just want to thank God for you. Amen. And we will pray for that you will hook up with the right person. Amen. To help you to be able to move in that arena. We'll keep our ears and eyes open for you to make the right connections with the right person at the right time. Amen. That will help you catapult you, amen, and give you that divine connections that you need. Amen. Glory be to God. And so it's beautiful. I think about Mike Murdoch and those guys, amen, they get millions of dollars just for one song. Millions of dollars.
Well,
every time that song is sung, every time it's downloaded, millions of dollars for one song, and you got a whole book of them over there. What a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God remembers.
Yes, God remembers. God remembers. Only believe. Only believe. That's the secret. That's the secret. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Amen. Hallelujah. But my major takeaway, well, it was doing the will of the Lord until you came back with the second sermon. Amen. Now I'm thinking about the miracle that was gave birth during a period of silence. you done pumped me up now. Yeah, pumped me up. Yeah. I'm pumped up. Amen. I'll be meditating on that one all day long. Amen. And also that stretch to not deny. So you just overloaded us today, amen, with a bunch of good stuff. Because all of God's stuff, all God's word is good. And so we want to thank God for your, amen, revelation of it and your communication, amen, to us. So and we pray for your blessing. Yes.
Because God sometimes removes you from people so he can do his will and his purpose.
Amen.
You know, he really does. He really does sometimes. And I think that's what happened with Zechariah after they went in seclusion. And so God's purpose was being formed and born. Oh, I just love it. I told you, I'm still excited.
I told you that was that Bible study last night. He did the same thing with Paul. He said, the work I have begun, I will perform. So every place we are, wherever we are right now, all our experiences, all that, amen, is coming together. So why? So we can fulfill the will of the Lord and the purpose, amen, that God will have us to do. Every day, every hour, every experience, every incident. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're out in the open and when we're in seclusion, amen, it's all working together for our good. Amen. And for God's glory. Amen. Beautiful, delightful. I'm full.
Okay.
I'm burping.
Okay.
That was good. That was a good meal. Thank you. All right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Bless God. Bless God. Amen. That was awesome. All right. Thanks. Amen. You've been listening to our minister, Joanne Thurman. Amen. Glory be to God out of Philadelphia. If you do not have a copy of her first book, amen, I don't know what you're waiting for. You can find it. You can go right online. And you can just, where can they find your book, Minister Joanne? For those who might be new to our ministry.
It's at Target. It's at mostly at Walmart. Now, when I called, they said they were out of copies. So I'm going to order some more. So you can get in touch with me. Or you can get in touch with Pastor. I think I'm really not prepared. If you get in touch with Pastor, if you don't mind Pastor, and then you can let me know if someone wants it. I do have a few copies left here. But it's on Amazon. And it's called Your Leading Lady is Deaf, and it's under Johannes. Not Johannes Thurman, but just Johannes. And that's where you can find it. And if you can't, next Wednesday I'll give you all the information, because I'll call the book company, because I'm going to order some more copies, because I'm running low now. But thank you so much for your support. And like I said, then the next book should be coming out soon, because I'm almost finished this sketch to give them. So glory be to God. Everything I do reminds me of my love for God, and it's all for his glory, because this ain't me. This ain't me. This is God's doing. So peace and grace, everyone.
Grace and peace be multiplied. Amen. And as you said, his spirit is in charge. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for a very delightful service, Lord. You know, yesterday I fixed a meal. I had some food in the refrigerator. I said, let me eat this. I made me a shrimp stir fry and some wild rice. Well, that food was so good. That food was so good, I'm going to tell you the truth, that I had to go back and get a second plate. It was just good. Matter of fact, I still got another finishing up today. And that's on a natural point. But for I'm saying that for like the service this morning here. It's like a real, real good meal. I mean, you just be so happy. You just be so full, so content. You know what I mean? When God's word comes forth like that, amen, just flowing, amen, and enlightening you and showing you things you never saw before. I mean, you're just so content and so happy. Amen. And so that's where we are today. Amen, beloved. I want you to know that God remembers. Only believe. Amen. And to God be praise. All right. Today, amen, we will be at the altar prayer praying, amen, at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Come on and join us. Amen. Join in with us. Call in at the top of the hour. Amen. Put your prayer request in and know that God remembers. Amen. Only believe. Only believe his word. You have not because you ask not. Call into the prayer line. We have, amen, ordained, anointed. Amen. Women, amen, serving in spirit and in truth. He said, amen, if you touch and agree on anything on earth, what? It shall be done. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. Do you believe God's word? If you believe, then act like it. Call in. Amen. Let us pray without ceasing in Jesus' name. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Giving God all the praise. Giving God all the glory. And giving God all of the honor. Amen. If you're listening for the first time today, and or maybe you've been here before, but you never gave Jesus Christ your heart, we want you to know that God remembers, and God remembers you, and God sees you, and God cares about you, and God loves you. But you have to believe. You have to believe that Jesus is Lord. You have to believe the word that declares, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, amen, that ye shall be saved. You have to believe. See? So, amen. Glory be to God. Come on. Sister Joanne, the Lord is leading me to, amen. Take a minute, amen, and lead this person to Christ. I don't know who the person is. Amen. But if you don't mind, amen, the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my spirit, amen, for you to, amen, lead them, amen, with the sinner's prayer. Amen. Thank you.
For those that are out there that don't know God and the pardons of their sins, God is real. Jesus is real. And he loves you. He loves us all. And he wants us. He doesn't want one soul lost. And he's looking for you. He's knocking at your heart right now. And all you have to do is just open up and receive him in the pardons of your sins. He's a sin-forgiving God. He'll wash you clean. He'll forgive you of whatever situation, whatever your strife, Whatever you've done, he'll forgive it. He just asked you to believe that he is the Son of God. Receive him in your heart. Say, come on in. Lord, I receive you. I believe that you are who you say you are. And I want you in my life. I need you in my life, Lord. I need you now. And then once I receive, I'm going to go tell somebody I received. I'm going to confess my sins. And I'm going to try my best not to sin no more. I'm going to try to get a Bible believing church and learn more of you. I'm thankful. I'm going to thank you for saving me and bringing me into the ark of safety and salvation. I thank you for signing my name in the book, hallelujah, of life. Thank you for keeping me and snatching me out of the enemy's hand. Thank you, God. And when you say those things and receive them, we're rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. Satan's angry. But now it's just the beginning. Trust and believe. We're grateful for what God's going to do in your life. You're under this ark of safety now. Welcome to your new life in Christ Jesus. We thank you. Oh, most holy and gracious Father God, we thank you for all that have received you, Father, all that have had the desire, who have been searching for so long for the peace that passes all understanding, that comes from knowing you and for letting you come into their lives, Father God. Father, we're asking you to cover them with your blood, Father. Give them a renewing, a refreshing in their spirit, their mind, their hearts, and their souls, Father God, on their new pathway that leads to you, Father God. Father God, bless them, Father. Let them be charged up in you, Lord. Father, what the purpose on their life, Father God. Give them new energy, new strength, Father, and the hope to the hopeless, Father God, to help. For those that think that there is no help, Father God, we just thanking you for what's going to become out of them, the purpose that was on their life from the beginning. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing in our ministry, that we're a help to them, Father. Lead them and guide them along the way, Father. And don't let the enemy get in their head that they might stray. Because you're real. Hallelujah. Yes, God is real. And we thank you today. Father God, we thank you. Pastor, should I pray out?
Yes, that's fine.
Father, we thank you also for today. We thank you for the service that was allowed to come down. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Father, you never let us down. You take control, you take charge, and your blessings fill the temple, the train of your robe fills the temple. Father, we're asking that what you have transpired today would fill our hearts with your glory, Father God, that we will take this thing, our prayer life, our faith life, our knowledge of you, Father, that we would extend it to someone that might be in distress today, someone that would need a word from you, God, that will help them, that will direct them to your path that leads to you, Father God. We're thankful, God, that you have made us your saints, your spokesperson, Father God. We're thankful for what you're doing in our lives, Father. We're thanking you, God, that you're helping us be prayer warriors and worshipers and children of the Almighty. And we're thanking you for being holy God of heaven, and that you're stirring up the atmosphere and changing us and molding us into what you want your children to be. And Father God, we're asking you to, again, forgive us of our sins, and thank you for being patient with us, Father God, and revealing your power and your glory and giving us dominion over these things, Father God, and doing the things that you do so well in our lives. And we ask you to go with us and keep us in your protection, your divine protection, as we travel and go from day to day, Father God, in remembrance of you, Father God, that we'll speak your word and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Bless each and everyone under the sound of my voice in a special way, and their families, their coworkers, their enemies, Father God. Cover the nations, the countries, and the rulers. Change the hearts of the people as only you can, Father. And thank you for a glorious day. In your name, Jesus, we're asking you to accept the prayer, because it's in your matchless name we give it to you, God, in love with you, thanking you because you loved us first and best. Father God, we crush the head of the enemy. We rebuke the wiles of the enemy that might come up against this prayer. Father, he is defeated. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus come upon us. May the light of his countenance come upon us and give us peace both now and forevermore. And God's people said amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
And
Satan is defeated. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Thank you, my sister. And everybody under the sound of my voice, have an awesome, glorious, victorious day. Amen. Awesome elaboration.
I expect a miracle today.
That's what she said. It's true.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry. And she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was healed heard that Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because he came expecting a miracle from me. Is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe as you speak the word in faith. miracle today. For nothing is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle today. I expect my miracle.
Do you expect your miracle?
Expect your miracle. Nothing is impossible when you just believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And so I expect my miracle today.